Teachers in the Anchorage School District are working without a contract. That's how they began the school year, and 2 months of negotiations between the teachers' union and the district have failed. There's a wide gap between the salary increase teachers are asking for and the offer from the district. And as the parties enter mediation today, both sides say they're hoping to avoid a strike. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports.
Generally, Anchorage School District teacher contracts last for 3 years. But for the past 2 years, Anchorage teachers have had year-to-year contracts. For Tom Claymire, it feels like the negotiations have been never-ending. He's the head of the Alaska Education Association, the teachers union.
Having started the subsequent school year with an expired contract, we've just been at this for so long that I think it's become difficult.
Currently, the AEA is requesting a salary increase of 9.5% over 3 years. The school district is offering 2.25% over 3 years. The dispute comes during the longest recession in state history. For the past 3 years, the BSA, or base student allocation, from the legislature has been flat. That's the money that the district receives per student from the state. The legislature did allocate a little over $10 million in their last budget, but ASD Chief Financial Officer Jim Anderson says it's not enough.
Well, you do that for 2 or 3 years in a row, it's really not flat funding because other costs still keep going up. Utilities goes up, rent goes up, contracts for copiers, paper, all those things keep increasing.
Anderson says teachers already receive raises every year, step increases of about 2% based on experience and education level. Claymire says the union is frustrated that despite stagnant salaries for teachers, higher-level administrators in the school district received significant raises a year and a half ago.
From the time that the previous superintendent, when Ed Graff was there, and then when they hired Dr. Bishop, that increased, I'd have to look at the numbers again, but it was something like from $180,000 to $230,000. And then her next year, she got a 5% raise while everybody else is getting zeros.
Anderson, with the district, defended those raises, noting administrators are exempt from step increases, and that Superintendent Dina Bishop cut administrative positions in order to allow for that funding. Overall, it resulted in about $80,000 less in spending for the fiscal year. Anderson says giving teachers comparable raises isn't feasible.
Now, for us to do that for teachers, we have to lay off 600 or 800 of them. Well, that's not possible.
In their contract request, the AEA has also asked for more flexibility for teachers in their lesson plans. Claymire says the district implemented curriculum that limits the ways teachers can teach. Anderson says that's an unfair characterization. The mediation phase of the contract negotiation is the second step in a 5-step negotiation process after the initial offer. If the mediation doesn't result in an agreement, the next phase would be bringing in an arbitrator to make an offer that both sides could agree to. If that doesn't work, the two parties are obligated to bargain one last time before teachers could strike. And that's something neither side wants. Jennifer Haldane works in human resources for the school district.
At this point, we are just working towards reaching an agreement. That's the stage of mind we're in at right now.
Mediation will go through October 19th. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.